The Scottish Chamber Orchestra and residents of Wester Hales have unveiled an audiovisual installation created during the orchestra's three-year residency in the area. The installation is called Incredible Distance, and it involves many residents. After an open call for submissions, people were asked to take out their phones, record sounds, capture images, and explore aspects of their everyday lives which had a sonic or visual resonance. After many workshops, they've now created a 12-minute soundscape, which is a kind of film woven into the installation. And there are also four 30-second miniature musical representations of key Wester Hales sounds, things like the ice cream van. This is a fascinating installation which we would heartily recommend. And here we now speak with Suzanne Parry, the composer, and also Kirstine Davidson Kelly of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. This morning we're at the RSA at the foot of the mound, where there is a mini installation, I think we would have to call it, because this is such a huge building, and it involved the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and a composer, Suzanne, who's here with us too. So first of all, I'm going to speak to you, Kirstine. You're from the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Tell me who you are and what you do there.
I'm Kirstine Davidson-Kelly, and I'm the Creative Learning Director at the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra is in the middle of a three-year residency in Wester Hales. It's a community residency, and our idea there is to embed the orchestra in the life of the community, to get to know the community, for the community to get to know us. And in order to do that, we've been running a whole series of creative music projects in all of the schools. So each year we're going into every one of the schools in the area and working with the young people there. And we're also running public events at Whale Arts and in the city centre. And Incredible Distance is our first project for Wester Hales adults.
I almost forgot to give it its name, actually, Incredible Distance. And tell me, when did the residency start?
We launched the residency in October 2017. So we're now well into our second year. We'd done quite a bit of work in the area beforehand, so we didn't just go in cold. We'd already been running some creative projects before that point and getting to know people and working out, kind of in consultation with the local arts centre and with the schools, what it was that would be most effective for us to be doing.
During the last year, I suppose, you've been working with people in Wester Hales to produce Incredible Distance, which is like 24 hours of Wester Hales. How on earth do you even start doing that?
Well, we actually only started this project in August last year. And looking back, it was a very quick process. We had 6 weeks of workshops. And then from September until December, the composer Suzanne Parry and visual artist Ewan John put together the installation, which is what we're talking about today. So it's been a really sort of deep and rapid experience for all of us.
Maybe I'll come back to you then about the workshops and bring in Suzanne. Suzanne, where did your work start from? Did you have to listen to all these pieces of audio and look at all the images and everything first and then come up with the tune, if we call it that? or did you just go off on your own? How did you deal with that?
Well, I think it was a project that was kind of built from the ground up with me working in partnership with our amazing workshop leader, that's Emma Smith. She was able to guide the participants and myself through a process of getting to know each other, feeling safe and happy to make some music together and learn about each other and what it's like to be in Wester Hales. And it was an immersive process where I was very much part of the group.
So you were a bit like a participant yourself then?
Yes, absolutely. I was a participant too.
So nobody was going, was bowing and scraping to the composer?
Oh gosh, no. Oh no. No, that's not how I roll. I have as much to learn and I have had as much to learn in this as anybody else has.
What kind of music are you usually composing?
I usually write pieces for live performance, acoustic music, chamber music, vocal music. So I'm quite a traditional composer in terms of my output normally. This is my first venture into electronics. I've been wanting to change up what I do. My kind of output at the moment has been becoming a lot more community based, a lot more kind of politically and socially minded, and much less about what I'm aesthetically doing as a composer. It's more about embedding myself in a group and dealing with an issue. And up until this point, the only outcomes I've been able to present have still been quite traditional format live concert music. And now this was the time to go, okay, that output doesn't suit this project, so let's do something else.
There are two aspects to Incredible Distance. One is there's a film
there's a 12-minute music piece, and then there are four miniatures.
And the four miniatures are entitled Ice Cream Van, Birdsong, Rainfall and Transport. I love Ice Cream Van. I just think it sounds absolutely the right thing. But it's created by classically trained musicians with, you know, wonderful,
yes.
wonderful instruments that cost thousands of pounds.
The two elements, the miniatures and the film, are kind of through the looking glass pieces. And I think that as well as the 12-minute piece, which kind of encapsulates 24 hours in Worcester Hales, I wanted to kind of take a magnifying glass to some kind of smaller moments, sound moments. And yes, we could have just recorded the rain falling, which is a sound that was very kind of comforting to our participants, or iconic, like the ice cream van, the transport, the bird song. These are kind of iconic and kind of embedded sounds in their landscape, so I wanted to pay them some attention. And I thought we could pay them more attention by really dissecting them as musicians and seeing how we could replicate them with classical instruments. And it was fun. It was so much fun.
And the only way you would have come up with these four miniatures really is by being there, by being out in Worcester Hales and experiencing it. So how much time did you spend there?
Roughly 24 hours, actually. But, you know, over the course of 6 weeks, and I've been back a few times, and just...
So you were just walking around?
Yeah, walking around. We had the benefit of one of our participants, Ewan, that is really knowledgeable about local history, and he's a big part of the kind of community historical societies, and he gave us this very rich tour, and it made me kind of feel like I understood a lot more about the history of the place.
How do you think people in Worcester Hales felt about the experience? Do you think they thought it was a bit airy-fairy, or did they really engage with it?
I know that the participants have hugely enjoyed this process, and although I think one or two people knew each other before we started this work, most of the group didn't know. It is a group that came together specifically for this project. So as Susie said, the artists and the musicians from the orchestra also became part of the group. And we received an email the other day from Emily, who was one of the participants in the group, and she said, "I'd like to add here that your input and injection into our community really does have a positive effect. It makes us look at ourselves in a different way. It opens up new avenues for us to express ourselves, and I feel that we're blossoming as individuals. I hope after our experience with the SCO that we participants can inspire other residents in the future."
Gosh, that's really powerful.
That pretty much sums up everything that we aimed for with the residency. That's what it's all about. It's about opening up creativity. And that was very much our ambition, that it was a group collaborative process. It wasn't us just sort of parachuting and grabbing some stuff and coming out again. It's really important that we work like that, because it's, you know, I could have commissioned Susie just to go and write a piece about Worcester Hales, and she could have turned up and interviewed a couple of people. We wouldn't have come up with the same result at all.
So what happens now with the SCO and the rest of your residency? What plans have you got for the future?
We've got a fantastic performance in the summer with some primary school children from a project called Sound Move. So we're going to be part of the Edinburgh International Film Festival, showing some films that the children have made, along with some live performance. We'll be setting up another iteration of Incredible Distance. We can't really wait to get on with that because we've got lots and lots of ideas that have come out of this first project. We're working in all of the nurseries with a lovely project called Dots and Lines. And in the summer of 2020, we're just starting to think about how we're going to do a big celebration of the 3 years of work in Wester Hales.
I'm completely happy with how it turned out. And as a musician, especially like who puts her work into other people's hands to recreate, that's an unusual thing. And I think, because I've now moved into this kind of recorded medium and the SEO have trusted me to do that and let me learn on the job, I really feel like I feel so much happier with this than I have with a lot of live stuff I've done over the last few years.
And just going back to the actual process, when you were there, you know, were the tunes kind of popping into your head at that point, or how it was going to end up, or did you have to go home and think about it?
Well,
so did you record some stuff of your own?
Yeah, well, what happened was...
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.